Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
So I'm a man of God. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? That's why I'm not reverend, I'm not pope, I'm not bishop, I'm not deacon, I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today, the reason why it's so powerless. Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how the spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? Y'all good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Boy, I hate them things, brother. I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one that is in a minute. We'll put some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I'm.
You ain't what?
I'm the ruler of the universe.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one?
I'm ruler of
You rule everything. Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda. You all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. Now I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, whoops. Flew down here from New York. I don't blame him, I would too. Sit up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in disclosed some stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known?
All right. Hey, check this out. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon, wherever you may be. Blessings. I send each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. It's good to see y'all. Good to hear, but be here at Blog Talk Radio here tonight. Hey, let's go over a few things here for a second. Now, some people have called and been wondering about scripture study. And the reason why I have not done scripture study is because, in case many of you wouldn't know how busy we were unless you went over on Patreon and you actually saw the building videos that we're doing and the things we've done, we're extremely busy. We just, and I said, if you want to do scripture study, all you have to do, there's plenty of videos that are in the archives on Straightway Tech Team, Brother Darrell Show. There are plenty of videos up for you to be able to have scripture study if you want to go watch it. But we are in the process of, we got a few irons in the fire as far as projects go. But we got a big, massive project we've been working on. And we got the dirt work done, and we're fighting the rain in order to get the footing done. But we got a big building we got to build. An extraordinary size building that we have to build. And we just got a lot of work. I understand that many of you have a regular job that you go to. We don't have set hours. Our hours is each day is until we done. And we usually start by 5:30, 6 o'clock every single morning here on the land. Every single morning. And so we just busy. That's just all there is to it. I can't put it no other way. We are just flat out busy. November the 17th, 5 p.m., Pastor Dow the Israelite versus the pagan Christian, Ron Young. Can you believe the debate is actually going to be over Christmas and Easter? He's got an official position. Let me give you his official position. It's utterly amazing, isn't it? To think that someone that had the arrogance and the audacity and the unmitigated gall to question and actually want to call me up, or actually got on Facebook and said, I want to debate you. Now, the question is, according to Mr. Young, is it lawful to celebrate Christmas and Easter? Of course, his position, yes. In addition, although it is, look at this double talk right here. Look at this. Yes, in addition, although it is not required, it is an incredible, great way to glorify the Lord and a great testimony to God's work in our world. Ron Young, Providence Academy, Vestris V. Vistus, some Greek stuff he puts down there. I guess that makes him look intelligent. And that's their official position. Amazing, huh? But anyway, now let's go back to scripture study for a second. But, you know, we probably, I don't even know if we're going to get to scripture study this year. I know that people enjoy it. But, man, by the time we get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning and work the way we do and have been doing here, you have to understand that I haven't been to too many places this year doing too many things because we've been concentrating our efforts, our building efforts on this land. Because every single time that I go out, I take away a whole heap of load of building that we could have been doing here on this land that we need to really get done. We got children coming up in this thing, babies. All right. Also, August the 17th will be the deadline for you to send money for hoodies. And, of course, anybody know our hoodies? They're very heavy, heavy duty. Good quality, and each hoodie is $50. When you send money for a hoodie, and mind you, you need to do it at that date and that time, so that when Sister Nellie does order for your request, because you can't get in no later than August 17th because these printing companies and stuff be busy up here. You make sure you include the size, the color, the logo on the hoodie that you want. All right? And don't come up here in Tabernacles bugging the death out of Sister Nellie, Mama Nellie, saying, we want a hoodie, we want a hoodie. Do you got any hoodies? No, she only has the hoodies that you have sent money for, and that's it. Now, the options for the hoodie that you have as far as a graphic work is a shield, Hebrew Israelite, Israelite Advisory, Hebrew Israelite, and the menorah. Those are your options. If you want them, that's the way we're going to have to do with the hoodie. She's already done put in orders for shirts, and we're only going to have the store open maybe once or twice during the feast days for those who want it. Glory to the King. Looking forward to seeing you, and you here. Oh, hallelujah. Looking forward to seeing you, and you here. Man, why am I yawning so much? But anyway, well, we're working hard, extremely hard here. And I'm sure some of you are. I'm not going to say all of y'all because many of you are too busy getting fired from jobs because you're too damn incompetent. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, I had to send a message out today to an elder to tell some people that since you're not an asset but a liability at some of these communities, you can stay in the ministry, but we're going to put you off these communities because it's just ridiculous, literally ridiculous, that you can't even hold down a job and keep a job. But when you was out there in the world, you held down a job. You kept a roof over your head, didn't you? But when you get to a community, you get a spirit on you, a literal spirit. You go to jobs, and you always got an excuse of the reason why you got fired or the reason why something went awry. Amazing, isn't it? Simply amazing, isn't it? Off the proverbial chain. And so basically what you're doing is actually leeching off the communities. You know, the real truth is that none of these communities that have heads, pastors, elders, that's in it, the pastors and elders, the chief leader of each community in Homestead, hey, they shouldn't even be out there working on a job because they got so much they have to do. They'll find out real quick, fast, in a hurry, that when it comes to a community, man, you get off the worldly job to actually get on the job, and you'll work three times as hard as a community head than you ever would on a natural job. And it's a shame that the brethren can't even get behind the pastors or elders to make sure that they work and continue to keep working and bringing in funds for the betterment of the whole. But now, you know, it's a sad thing. You got some communities out there, it wouldn't even be afloat. They wouldn't even be functional if it wasn't for the community heads working. Now, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Is that not sad? Huh? I mean, didn't the apostles say something about that we'll have other people to do this work, but it's not meet for us to sit back here and wait tables? Isn't that true? Well, talking about the apostles, though, well, now you got pastors and elders and teachers. That's what you got now. Huh? What about that now? See, we come up with all these excuses, but you never apply that stuff to you when it comes to your fidelity and faithfulness and belief system that you say that you should have. Isn't that something? But no, you want to sit around on community, though, on your dead rear end. Men, I'm talking about the men. You want to sit around in the community, dead rear, can't hold down a job, putting a bad stigma and name on us as Israelites. Sad, isn't it? Really sad, isn't it? Unreal. But I tell you what, there are moves that we literally have just got to make in order to have a betterment and the whole, because there are a lot of people that they would love to live on a community and take some of you place. I'm serious. They'd be glad to come live on a community. They won't give the pastors and the elders any trouble or any problems. They won't do it. They move into this thing. That's like JC and his wife Carolina. Man, when we move them on this community, man, I tell you what, man. You always see a smile on their face. You always see joy. Now, they have their days like anybody else does. They cheerfully and joyfully serve. I mean, just love it. Just love it, love it, love it. And JC, he goes out and he has to drive, check this out, over an hour one way to work every single day. And he's been working overtime. Yeah, he don't fall asleep at the wheel. He don't run up under tractor trailers and damn near kill himself. He don't do all that. And he's in his 20s, mid-20s. And his wife is up early in the morning. Sometimes you'll see Carolina. She, the other day, I was like, what the world is that? It was a light on somebody's head. I looked out the door. First, I looked out the window for security purpose. Then I looked out the door, opened up the door. And I could tell there was a sister because, you know, our sisters dress a certain way. And it was Carolina. It was her. 4:30 in the morning. You know what she was doing? Going to the greenhouse to work. 4:30. Don't have to be prompt or prided about what to do or how to do it. None of that stuff. See, those are people that you can call out their name and use them as an example. And no matter, I don't know, one thing I learned about this ministry is, and the people in it, is that no matter how many examples you see sitting in front of you, you still, no matter what, you're gonna remain sorry and be sorry, ain't you? I mean, people gripe and complain about school curriculums, homeschooling, and all this stuff. I said, I'm the wrong one. I'm the wrong one to talk to. Because Mother Carol, I was the principal, and she was the school teacher in the homeschooling, and she was a school teacher when there was almost 15 children in the classroom. And her and Sister Buffy, they were diligent. And when we had trouble and issues and problems, especially them in the classroom with their children and somebody else's children got out of line, they busted their ass right there in that classroom. Then they went and told their parents about it. But you're going to insulate your little rats, ain't you? As if somebody going to do them wrong. They let them have it. And I had a model from the very beginning. We don't educate dumbass children. No, we don't. You know why? Because you, the parents, supposed to be the one to motivate those children to make sure that they do right and back these teachers up. These teachers are not in the occult. These teachers are filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Ruach. These teachers are going to do right. And both of my children graduated a couple of years before time. Chuck was a whole lot more studious than Lydia, and he said, I ain't going, I'm not going to college. I am not going to let them mess with my mind. And school came easy to him. I told Sister Carol, she came to me one day and said, they just get to work really fast. I said, good. I said, this is what you do. I said, let's bump it up, and I'm going to help you on this, but let's bump it up, and let's start having them doing first and second year college work. That's what we'll do. It's going to cause us to have to burn midnight oil and study more in order to make sure that they got a mind on them. But we're just going to have to do it. And neither one of us, after this world sort, myself or Sister Carol, we are not educated. We don't have degree. We don't have no degree. The only degree that I got is when I get hot. We don't have no degree. And yet and still, we poured into our children. They'd be at night doing homework. They'd come to me and ask me a question. If I didn't have the answer, I would study and look it up until I found the answer. Then I would go in and teach them the little bit that I had to, because Sister Carol was doing such a good job with them. See, but some of you, even though I'm saying all this, you still don't give a damn. You're going to sit on your sorry rear end and try to pawn off the education of your children to somebody else when the Bible says you train them up in the way that they should go. Let's go back to this example again. That's how we raise our children. And then Lydia wanted to go to school. I didn't want her to go to school. But you know what happens in this world right here, right? Once they get 18, they're going to do what they're going to do, ain't they? So Lydia, we took her to the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Tennessee Volunteers up here. And we said they had set up a special testing session for her on the first day on a Sunday. We drove 3 hours, 3.5 hours to get up there. And while Lydia sat and took the test for college entry, Sister Carol and I, we waited. She got the results back. She had about, I think, between 5 and 10 colleges that wanted her, and they all offered her an academic scholarship. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King, Pastor Dow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Yeah, that's good. What about your children? The way some of your children are growing up, they're going to be dumb as this damn dumbbell sitting right here. Because you don't pour nothing into them. See, you quit to go hallelujah to everybody else. But what about you? When you going to be the example? Reverend Pastor Dow, always being the example. When you going to show yourself worthy and be an example? When are you going to be so much of an example that people want to come and eat fruit off of your tree? Because all I'm doing is obeying the book. And I give y'all the glory for it. That's all I'm doing is obeying the book. I'm not making no excuses. If there's something I don't know how to do, I go do it. If there's something I don't know, I spend the time, the energy, the effort, and the all the way across the board. But you, what do? Make excuses. Make excuses. This is what you call Israel, see? And I can tell you that the main reason why a lot of people years and years and years ago got put off a straightway is because they thought they were going to sit on they do nothing. Well, I bust my rear end day in and day out, and the elders bust their rear end day in and day out. The brethren bust their rear end, and the sisters, faithful one, they thought that they were just going to be able to lounge around. Not so, not here. I don't mind telling you, I put a lot of people off this community because they are lethargic, lazy, apathetic, wicked spirits. Sure did. Don't mind telling you that either. and it looks like we're going to have to reinstitute that again. We got people that literally give the elders just nothing but a liability. That's all they are, just nothing but a liability. Mind you, I told you, you can stay in the ministry, but more likely, many of you ain't going to stay on these communities because you just don't have. We're supposed to be joined together in one heart, one soul, one mind, and one spirit. And see, what I do and what I've always done is I've always worked in such a manner that I remove all the excuse from everybody. I totally take away the excuse. You ain't got no excuses. Instead of people following that example, you know what they do? They get more sorry. They get more lazy. Utterly amazing. I didn't say that Sister Carolina got up, because her husband he usually gets up about 4, probably 3:34, to just go drive to work. That sister was up walking across the grass to go, not to go cook, but she was going to go work in the greenhouse by light until the light came up, the sun. Amazing, isn't it? What's your character? That's all you do. That's why do you think I stay on all y'all about health so much? I even stay on myself about health. I realize that we live in a very toxic environment, and you never know what's going to happen to somebody at any given time. Believe me, I realize that, because the environment is so toxic. But some of you, you have not, look at your temple. Just look at your temple. Yep, that's the temple that Yah is housed in. Look at your temple now. Look how you take care of yourself. Don't care. Don't care one bit. Oh, Pastor Dow, oh, blah, 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 blah. And mind you, what I'm talking about tonight, this is mild compared to the dining hall preaching that I used to do. I do it every once in a while, preaching in dining hall. I do so much preaching on other platforms now. I guess I'm probably so tired of all this preaching, but I know that y'all chose by the foolish to preach and say it and believe. It's amazing. But here we are, living examples. And who is out there trying to follow the example and stop making excuses? And let me tell you something. Living out there in the world where y'all live at, that is easy. That is so easy. You know what's hard? You got to see Israelites every single day. Every single day, you got to see Israelites, live around Israelites. Iron sharpeneth iron. Oh, boy, does it sharpen. You don't get to hide your attitude. You don't get to hide who you are. No, no, no. So you get to hide out there. And you come here, you put on your best behavior, then you go back to being raunchy. Y'all's watching you. I said to the sons of Jacob today, I said, check this out, sons of Jacob. I said, I try to make sure that I always, because flesh don't like doing it, at least 5-6 times a day, is that I talk to the Father. I try to always talk to the Father. Always talk to the Father. And tell him how much I love him and how good he is and how good he has been to us. Always. And I thank Jesus for the blood and for shedding it for me. Because, you know, think about this. Think of, we pray, all right? But when we pray, we mostly just asking a bunch of petitions about our concerns and stuff. But whoever ever stops and just say, Father, I just want to talk to you. Just you and I, you are so magnificent. You already know it, but I just want you to know that I know it. You're already so wonderful. And you're so full of love that I want to make sure that this day, that I want to acknowledge you while I'm here on this earth. I know it's even being recorded, but I wanted to all of heaven to know how appreciative I am that you had favor on me, you called me, chose me, put me into the ministry, and gave me the spirit to be able to serve you and love you. I'm so grateful and thankful for you. I love you so much. See, that's the kind of stuff that I do. You griping, you murmuring, you squawking, you complaining. Y'all, I'm telling you, when you get on community, your life is better on community than it ever has been. I don't care how much stuff you had out there in the world. You get into a home fellowship, your life has just become better. You don't go to places to get lackadaisical and get worse. You go to strive. And in that striving, you're entering in at the straight gate. It's easy living out there in your little own homestead with your own little old family. Ain't nobody meddling in your business and all that other stuff. Nah, easy. 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 All this community is a different story because we're held accountable. But let me get back to the Father. Nice talks with the Father. Just beautiful talk. I just want him to know how magnificent that he really truly is. And I even said, angels, holy angels, please deliver this message straight to the throne room for the Father and let him know how grateful his servant is for him down here on this earth. Make sure that he hears this. I know he knows everything. But make sure that this day I am acknowledging him. I'm serious. Whoever does that. Now, I'm not telling you because I want you to give me a pat on my back. I'm telling you that if you got a right spirit, this is the way you should be acting. This is the way your mind should be centered all the time. You can tell that many of you don't spend no time with him at all. That's why you ain't grateful. I said to the people again today on Marco Polo, I said, who was that? I had somebody, who was that on there today? My that brother that came up from Florida. Anyway, he went over to his wife's parents' house, and all they did was just talk about me. They don't know me. They never met me. They don't know nothing about me. They call me every name under the sun, bearing false witness, don't know me. I told them all that. I said, do y'all know the reason why people attack Straightway and Pastor Dow so much? Do y'all know why? Do you know why? Tell you what, I'm going to go up here and I'm going to look and see how many people is in the caller queue and up there listening to us, and I'll come back and give you the reason why that people attack Straightway so much. All right, I'll be right back here in just a second. Let's give you the mailing address. And don't forget to go to the website if you choose to be obedient. And if you think that I am worthy of the vocation that Yah has called, and you're getting fed here at this ministry right here, and you believe that this labor is worthy of his hire, go over to the website. Look up at the very top. There's a blue button up there that says National Foundation, something like that. You can click on that, and you can actually get a donation and actually use it as a write-off at the end of the year. And I would greatly appreciate it. I'll be right back. Here's the mailing address. Sister Wenda.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Hey, we have Sister Brittany up here visiting from North Carolina. She's an old shoe in the ministry. Hallelujah. Good to see her again. Anybody else? So the answer is this. The reason why they hate Pastor Dallin Straightway so much, envy. Nothing but envy. You know why? Because they're jealous of our relationship with the Father, because we can obey the Father and they can't. And our righteousness reflects on their corruption. And when our righteousness reflects on their corruption, they're showing you how dirty they are. And so when they open up their mouth, they are revealing their hearts, the real true challenges, and that challenges of envy. Just like they delivered the Messiah over for envy, that's what they do with us. And remember, the Messiah said some of you that they would even kill and think that they're doing Yah a service. Can you imagine that? And some people are murdering with their words because of the hate that is in their heart. I ain't done nothing to them. Didn't Messiah do anything to anybody? A lot of these people hate me. I've done nothing to them, and they hate me. Eileen, by Jamilia Amelia, she hates me. Kabir's wife, ex-wife, she hates my, can't stand me. That spirit in her, it was funny. Because when we was up in Green Bay, that wicked spirit in her, it was hilarious. Sister Carol and I are standing on the other side of the door. She usually would pull up, come in, drop the children off, but that day, she didn't even know we were there, and she would not come in that house. Kabir came to me and said, man, it's like that spirit knew you was here. I said, yeah, that spirit knew we was here. Sure did. Amazing, isn't it? That wicked woman, that wicked, slanderous, mistress mouth woman, that liar. She's a liar. She is a liar. And know what? Sporting themselves with their own destruction, with their own deceivings, and don't care. And used of Satan to deceive the hearts of the simple and so many people. That ain't too hard with Christians anyway. But it's so sad. Man, they'll scourge you in these synagogues. Blessed are you. When men persecute you, when men say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake, because guess what? Great is your reward that is in heaven. I remember all that. It's in my being. It's in my fiber. When you see me, the way I live, the way I talk, the way I do, my expression of life, you can tell the word that's hidden in my heart. But they delivered him for envy. Let's go back to the Father. And then you got to remember, after you get finished talking to the Father like that, remember what the commandment says. And love thy neighbor as thyself. You see, if you got a right relationship with the Father, you be very careful how you do with your neighbor. You be very careful how you would talk to them on a daily basis. You would. You would. You would. Some of you are fearless. Fearless. And fierce. Some of you, all you do is murmur. But you're a liability. All you do is complain. But you're a liability. All you do, if you do one thing, you expect everybody to bow down and just make you and crown you king. You expect, because most times, some of you, when you really truly do something, you're looking for something. Or you're doing it so that you can actually use that as an avenue to ask for something that you really don't need. See, that's the deception of your wicked hearts. Oh, yeah. Straight up. This is real talk. Now how many people want to be on community? Huh? Now how many people want to live here? Hell yeah. Because see, here, your subject get talked to like this at any given time. And remember what the book says. When the spirit of the ruler rises up, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stay in your place. That's what you're supposed to do. When the spirit of the ruler rises up, you stay in your place. Now, I got a question. I got something I need to say. Shut up! That's why you got no understanding now. See, I ain't like being talked to. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I know one thing. Our lifestyle and our spirit and our character is doing a whole lot better than a lot of y'all's. Now, mind you, I'm here for your helper. I'm here to be a helper of your salvation. That's it. That's it. I'm here to show you not only through my counsel, not only through my wisdom that Yah has given me, blessed be his holy name, but I'm here to show you by my conversation, my lifestyle, the way I carry myself, the way I live, the way I walk, the way I talk, to encourage you, to show you this, that it can be done. But in the process, just like Yah always had to rebuke us, you're going to get rebuked. You're going to get corrected in this. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you will, and yes, you are. You're going to get rebuked, and you're going to get corrected. And that's the straight-up truth. Hallelujah. All right, what we at here? Just for a brief moment, let me cover this, and we'll go to a few phone calls. Yahshua said in Matthew 19:18 that hardness of heart, a synonym for pride, was the reason why people get divorced. Can the law make pride illegal? Can law be used to, or in effect, to legislate morality? Should the government become our thought police to stop people from being prideful? Will we be free? Will we be a free people and have liberty under certain circumstances? I'm sure you've heard of that saying before, right? Can you legislate morality? That is the million-dollar question. You see, is legislating morality what the state's family laws do? That's exactly what they do. We think so. I think it's what they're doing. And they do a miserable job that which can't be done justly, because pride is a heart condition or a heart disease. And the law can't fix it, because the law can only govern and regulate behavior and not thought. You hear that? Boy, his coffee is pretty good, Brother Gideon. Nah, they said organic coffee, man. Jesus' old ministry was about getting our hearts right with Yah. The operation of the law or any government program can never hope to accomplish that goal. And if it did, people would accuse the government of violating church and state separation. You see, churches are always and have been the only jurisdiction in which problems of the heart can be dealt with. And most of you don't want your heart being dealt with. That's why you insulate yourself. Why would a church want to solve or remedy a heart condition by using the law? I mean, after all, Jesus gave his life for us to free us from the law through God's grace. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Woo. Isn't that something? What law did he give to free us from? From us cutting a fool, acting a fool, from us sinning, the law of sin and death. Why should the church want to return? Why should the church want to return us back to the jurisdiction of a law of sin and death? See, Yah's grace, Yah's loving grace of the law are mutually exclusive opposites. And that's why we must have separation of church and state. Marriage is a, and has always been, a spiritual condition more than a physical condition, which puts it under an exclusive jurisdiction of the church and not the government or the set apartness of the Assembly of Yah. Guest calling numbers 310-982-4226. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, you press number 1. I'm sure after tonight's rant, man, there ain't too many people want to talk to him, but that's all right. That's all right. We're still in the land of the living. Glory to the King. 310-982-4226. Let's go to Alaska. Caller number 907. We're going to Alaska. Caller number 907. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there?
Hello, hello, Pastor.
Hey, bless you, Brother Reynolds. How you doing?
All right. Pastor, I want to just pray that the Most High bless each of the Israelites there on the land and those who are abroad. I pray that He continue to touch you, the family, and all those that are highly engaged in building on the property. I just wanted to say that I'm looking forward to the debate that's coming up. When you were talking about the debate, I was reminded of Jeremiah chapter 10, which was verse 4 through 6, which talked about the decking of the tree and that sort of thing. This person is going to have a really hard time of trying to justify Christmas and Easter, so.
Whatever it is, my brother, they got something in their head and mind. But, you know, they cannot use the scriptures. That's for a fact. They can't use the Bible to justify. So it ought to be very interesting because, after all, this guy has a master's divinity degree. And guess what? It sounds like it's going to be held at Jacob's Well Church there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I want all you Christians, especially you that are spying on our liberty, make sure you be there and shut up. You get a chance. See, all that talk y'all been doing about me behind the scenes, you get a chance to see me face to face. You can say everything you got in your little wicked heart up there then. But anyway, yeah, brother, I don't know how you're going to do it. This debate is already over before it even started.
Yes, sir. It's probably going to be a kind of finagling his way through it and trying to justify why they do whatever they do, but that's the Christian way. But that's all I wanted to say, Pastor, and the Most High bless you mightily in that precious holy name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah. Bless you and your family too as well. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, this debate ought to be interesting. At least one thing, I do know this for sure, and that this particular man, I've already met him once. His character is a million times better than that of Roberts. Do you remember that polygamy debate or polygyny debate I did? That guy was nothing but a beastly demonic animal. Something like some frog pulse bruising org or something. But this guy's a whole lot more intelligent. He's got a whole lot more intelligence, and it's going to be done very tactfully and very respectfully. That's the way the debate is going to be done. Glory to the King. Let me read y'all something. Are y'all here? I'm going to read y'all something, all right? Before I go to the next phone call. Let me turn in this. I say I got this phone right here. Let me go over here to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 12. You want to get your Bible? You can turn over if you want to. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 12 is statutes and judgments that the Most High Yah gave us and told us that we ought to observe and do in the land, which Yahweh Elohim gave to the fathers to possess it all the days that they are alive upon the face of this planet Earth. And then he gives us instructions. And let me get to it. I'm going to start at verse 29. All right, this is for you Israelites. Give you all a warning. All right. When Yahweh your Elohim shall cut off the nations from before you, whether you go to possess them, and you succeedest them, and dwellest in their land. You hear that? And dwellest in their land. That's what we're doing right here. Take heed to yourself that you be not snared by following them. Christianity. After that, they be destroyed from before you. And that you inquire not after their mighty ones, their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. You should not do so unto Yahweh your Elohim. For every abomination to Yahweh which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters, they have burned in the fire to their gods. Now they're murdering them in the wombs. Abortion. What things soever I command you observe to do, do it. That you shall not add thereunto nor diminish from it. They in trouble. They in some serious trouble. Of course, you know, they don't know that because remember, the law is done away with. So that means they can worship devils and God. And they're going to be surprised. I actually agree with the Christians. I'm not even going to argue and fight with them about them debating or them celebrating Christmas and Easter. Y'all going to be surprised. I'm going to tell you, y'all need to keep doing it because y'all are one of another nation. That's what y'all supposed to do. I'm just here to inform the people who want to know that when you of another nation pick up our Bible, and I know Ron Young probably spying on me, it makes no difference. When you pick up our Bible and you use it and then you twist our word and lie on the Holy One of Israel, that's what I'm going to expose. You better believe it. And that wasn't that beautiful. See, the debate's already over already. Look, I single-handedly just already dismantled the whole entire debate right there, just in that one passage of Scripture. Let's go to Nebraska, Brother Robert, call number 402-402. This is Pastor Dowell. You on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. I can help Brother Robert.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Pastor?
Hey, I'm blessed of the Most High. Y'all doing well. How are you, my brother?
Blessed and highly favored. Hey, we just want to thank you for your Shabbat message last week. Boy, we are still listening to it over and over and over. We're getting so much out of that every time we listen to it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there's no way that somebody can actually listen to that message only once, twice, or three times and think that they got it all. Impossible.
No, my wife listens to it when she goes to bed, when she's sleeping, in the middle of the night, as she sleeps.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, incredible. Hey, anyways, last time I talked to you, it's been a little while, I had my house up for sale. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and then one of the questions I had for you was, is there anything that I need to do that, you know, Most High called me out of this city, and you said, no, you just go. So you just wait on him. So we yes, sir. So I put the house on the market, but I tried to do it myself, and, you know, that didn't work. So I had to sign with a realtor, and I really didn't want to. But sometimes you got to just, you know, play the system to get out of the system. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I did sign with a realtor, and, you know, just kept waiting and patiently waiting for our package to come in. Well, I'm here to tell you that our package has arrived.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Listen, this is the interesting part of this. I kept hearing a certain number in my head how long I was going to have to wait, and the number 40 kept coming up. So I went ahead with the date when I was told that, and I got to the number 40, and we know how significant the number 40 is in the Bible. And, you know, today was day number 40.
Wow.
And I know, Pastor, I can't thank the Most High enough. He spoke to me and said, you know, 40 days, you're going to have to wait. And he did it on the 40th day. He's so real. He is so
Hallelujah.
Real.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Glory to the King. And I don't know, that's just really significant to me. It just brings tears to my eyes. Lets me know that he's there. And he's calling us out. It took us 50-some years to get out of this city, and we're finally doing it. And we don't know where. Yes, Pastor, we don't know where we're going, but the first part is we're out of here. So I just wanted to give you that praise report. We're so happy.
Well, glory to the King. Most High Yah lead you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to be out before Tabernacle, so we'll be coming down your way. I'm giving you
All
a big
right.
hug on back.
Bless you, my brother. It's going to be a joy to see you and your wife.
Hallelujah. Looking forward to it.
Man, I rejoice with you, my brother. I rejoice with you.
Yes, and I want to give a shout-out to all those brothers who I was on Skype with, Brother Steve, Brother Jim, Brother Jeffrey, and all the brothers on there who encouraged me through this process. And prayed for the buyer to come through. Brothers, he did it, just like we thought. Shabbat shalom, saints.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Isn't that beautiful? How lovely are thy courts. To thee, O Most High. Isn't that beautiful? Let me get right to the chorus part, all right? You, O Yah, are my sun and my shield. You show us favor and honor. And no good thing. Hear that, Brother Robert? Will he withhold from me if I walk in you? Almighty One, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And I wonder how many songs you got in you that exalt the Most High. Hallelujah. Let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Zach. Call number 717. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Tribute Radio broadcast. I can help, Brother Zach.
Shalom, dark stranger.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, my brother. How you doing?
Pastor, I'm hanging in there. I'm hoping you can hear me. My house got sold, because of the battle with the bank and so forth. So I've been staying at our hunting cabin, and it's been difficult getting the cell signal, so I'm hoping coming in loud and clear.
Man, you're coming in loud and clear. You're coming in very good.
All right, that's good. I'm out on the driveway, so maybe that's the reason. But Pastor, I just wanted to say a few things. The first with the debate that's coming up, and I'm, you know, not sure, I can't remember if you mentioned this during the Pastor Roberts debate, but with this, with them being Christians, you know, what are they going to say if you remind them that you came out of Christianity? How are they going to respond to that?
You know, I don't, it's like they got amnesia or something. They think that, you know, we don't know what they know for some reason. I don't know what it is, but brother, that's a good point. That's a good point. I want to, when I get close to the debate, you make sure you remind me of that point so I can bring that up in my opening statements, all right?
Absolutely. I will make a note of it as soon as we get off the phone here, and I'll do my best to remind you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Two other questions, Pastor. One biblical and one in the world. The first question is, if you were in Lafayette, for example, and someone ran a red light and almost hit you, and you saw them running a whole bunch of red lights and driving on the opposite side of the road and almost hitting cars, other cars and so forth, would you call that in to make that known that was going on?
Yeah. Yes, I would, because he's becoming a danger to the public. Reckless. He's putting people's life in jeopardy.
Yes, sir. Yes, I had that experience actually happen to me yesterday. It was just maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and praise Yah that if I would have left my previous destination a few seconds earlier, I would have been in this intersection with this driver, ran the red light. So thanks to the Most High Yah that I left a little bit later. And I watched him. He ran a couple lights. He was driving the other side of the road. The car kept lurching, so I called it in. And it was a difficult phone call to me to make because I know I'm obviously a white male, but the last several encounters I had with police were not friendly. So I was conflicted about it, but I did call it in, and they asked me to keep an eye on them. And then, sure enough, they ended up getting them. And they called me later and said, you know, he was intoxicated, and, you know, we thank you for, you know, helping out. So it was conflicted about that, but I'm happy to hear that you would have done the same thing. So, like I said, that's...
Oh, yeah, I definitely would have done the same thing. He could have killed somebody. It's like today. You know, I always tell people here, I don't care if you had a four-way stop or at a red light. I was like, man, as soon as that light turns green, you make sure you look both ways before you take off. Just because it's green and just because you got a right-of-way don't mean you should go there. We was at a four-way stop today, and I sit and watch the cars over here to the right of me, even though they was already time for them to go. This other cat just came right on up and just kept on going. He wasn't going to stop or nothing. He was just gone. And I almost hit two elderly people. Could have T-boned them and killed them. But the older people stopped and looked before when they seen them coming. Now, see, and that's what people get in trouble. They think just because they got traffic laws, that everybody's going to abide by them, and they don't use common sense or discernment.
Yes, sir.
No, you did the right thing.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. And the last question I had this evening.
I remember.
Go ahead.
I remember when myself and Mama Nelly, we was out and we was going to the office supply store to get paper, pens, all kind of stuff for the ministry. And we were stopped at a red light. And man, I sit there because I saw this car coming. The light was green. And I sit there, for about 2 or 3 seconds because I saw this car coming. He realized that he was getting ready to run a red light, he slammed on his brakes, went up on the medium, came back down, and Mom Nell, the only thing she did was look at me, and I looked at her, because, boy, if we had went, he would have sure enough T-boned us. See, I be thinking, Well, there's somebody being used to Satan to try to take us out, but we're too sober for him. That's what I be thinking.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, praise Yah that you were vigilant and he had that protection over you. That's wonderful.
Hey, be sober.
Yes, sir. The last question I had for you, Pastor, and if you've touched on this before and I missed it or it slipped my mind, I apologize, but I noticed when Jesus was going out and he was, doing deliverance and he was healing people and, healing the paralytics and, bringing people back from the dead, oftentimes he would mention, don't mention what you've seen here, or don't mention what I've done. And I just wanted to, I was just curious as to why that is, or maybe I'm misinterpreting that incorrectly.
Well, he already sent out his disciples in place that he was going to go. You think about that. What kind of spectacle would that bring? If people got wind that he was going to, he wouldn't never get any rest, get any sleep or nothing, man. He had a mission he had to do. That's what he was doing. I mean, the Bible said he went about doing good, healing all the oppressed of the devil, but he says, if any man come unto me, I would no wise cast out. So he didn't want all that. You got to think, man, he didn't want all them great crowds, man, following him to the point when he's in the city and stuff, he can't even get out and go minister to the next one. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Ah, okay, that makes sense now. I appreciate that.
They would have never gained a man any rest.
Yes, sir. Yes, and one last thing. When you said about the rest, I remember this was several years ago when you were actually up here in New Jersey, and you mentioned, you said, I'm going to deliver myself up to that bed. And at the time, I didn't understand it, because I thought, oh, man, Pastor's up here, and I want to get deliverance from him, from Pastor, And I didn't get it at the time about the toll and exhaustion that deliverance takes on you. And now that I've been doing that for quite some time, I've been trying to help a friend who's fighting her own battle, and it's been a lot of deliverance. And my health isn't too sharp to begin with, but, man, it does take a lot out of you. So I did not understand. I guess that must have been 2016 now. I did not understand at the time, but now I understand it. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Man, it's heavy duty.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll free up the air. Bless you and all the saints. May Yah protect you, and Shabbat Shalom.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. That was Brother Zach Dow. That's my pale-faced brother that has the same last name that I have. Different mothers, but the same father. Let's go to California. Call him at 310-310. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Pastor Dow, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pastor Dow. Vincent Resco, Houston, Texas. I talked to you a couple of block talks ago and asked you about the law. And I think the next Shabbat you had laid into it about, I think a lot about the call. And I appreciate that because I was with Brother Gregory over here at the Houston Straightway at him and Elder Mitchell's place. And man, what a great time we had. Ever since that day, my wife, as a praise report, put a head covering on and has not taking it off. In other words, she puts it on every day from that whole meeting and Shabbat. So there's a quick praise report for you. Thank you very much for doing what you have been called to do, being obedient. I appreciate that. That's the first thing I want to say.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm happy to know that the Holy Spirit is dealing with your wife as you bring that type of conviction on her to be able to put a head covering. I'm in the process still in the process of trying to get this newsletter out. And I don't, right now, it's Brother Steve and Sister Wenda's busy time of the year. They're going to have their hands full in the winter with a few newsletters they need to do to help bring clarity. But we got some writings in there. But I'm just so happy that she obeys 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and understands it. and showing her, showing thereby with that head covering that she loves you and she submits to your authority. So just send my blessings to her.
Oh, I will. And are you coming down here? Or I know you said it was possible. You weren't sure to Houston. Is it, do you know? Or you're still up in the air?
Houston. I don't know yet. I have to.
Okay.
I have to just wait and see.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. And
believe you me, I will let y'all know at least 3 weeks in advance. At least.
Okay. Okay. And bring one of them watermelons with you. I saw that video, Sister Jordan. You were showing. My wife was saying, we can't find no good watermelons around here, man. I can't wait till we get on a piece of land. You was talking about community, Pastor, and you were really hard earlier, and I am so grateful, which is very rare in this world today. Y'all talk about, y'all don't know nothing about being grateful. Come live on this community, and then we'll see. They don't understand. I'm very appreciative of what you said about real talk, straight way. Should the Most High give me a chance when you come down, or whenever we get to meet, hoping Tabernacle, we'll see, you know, when the Lord, as the Lord allows. I used to be a worship leader, and there's a song that I wrote that has to do with talking straight way. And I just thought that was interesting. So, you know, we'll see. I'm telling you, Pastor, you are so much of a blessing, and I know you hear this all the time, but I got to give you a praise report. After praise report, we have not stopped studying since that day that you had answered those questions for me. We're in the Word every morning, and I'm not just trying to toot my horn here. I'm being real. As you say, real talk. That's the truth straight way. Every day, and Brother Gregory and I keep in touch, and I'm just loving what has happened. I'm able to not condemn myself now because I used to be bad with that. You know, I should have done this. I'm doing it every day. I'm so blessed. I don't want to take up too much time on the air here. I just wanted to give you a good shout out, and I hope to meet you soon.
All right, bless you, my brother. Same here.
Okay.
Shabbat shalom. You know, it's amazing. Two things happen when people hear this clear voice right here. For the first time in their life, they become students of the scriptures. Or, for the first time in their life, they get mad enough at me that they are going to search these scriptures to see if what I'm saying is so, and that's the first time they really read them, only come to find out I was right. Or, I said two, but I got more. Or, they're going to get mad at me and keep doing the same thing they've always done in Christianity, which is never read the Bible. They carry it, but they don't read it, they don't live it, and they don't believe it. There's a difference. Blessed are not the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word. They'll be blessed, even in their deeds. Let's go to Virginia. Call number 757-757. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Shirby 2, the radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Speak a little louder, please.
Okay. Shabbat shalom. My name is Stephen Thomas. I'm out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. I've been listening to you for about almost about 3 weeks, and I've been really impressed by the truth that you're bringing and how you're pointing us back to the scriptures to actually speak out what you're saying and as truthful as it is. But I think my first question is because you moved me in such of a way that I'm ready to start taking action now. To the point I don't want to put this off any later. So as far as getting your own community and how to go about getting the funding for the community would be my number one question. So how do I go about doing that efficiently?
You know, I've talked about this extensively. As a matter of fact, even over there in Patreon, I've got a video over there in Patreon where I talk about community. And it's answered in great detail in them videos.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Because two videos?
No, it's on my Patreon account. you know, in those descriptions, whenever I do YouTube videos, I got a lot of information.
Okay.
And in the information, I give direction to different websites, different avenues that or where I'm at. And I've talked about that extensively. It'd take me entirely too long on this broadcast tonight to try to go over the blueprint of how to start a community.
Okay. Okay. The Patreon, where exactly do I type that? Is that patreon.com or is that just follow the YouTube videos?
I'm going to say it again. You go to those YouTube pages, those YouTube videos, and almost every single YouTube video, you know where it has a description, where it tells you what the video is about or contact information?
Yes.
It's all in there. It's all in there.
Okay. I got it now. Okay. I got it. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Y'all see what I just did? See, rather than turn around and continue to keep asking a question, we're going to find out if he really wants to know or you want to know. I gave you, I pointed you in the right direction, and let's see if you really want to know. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Tennessee. Call number 901-901. Pastor Dowell, you're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you in Tennessee?
Hello, Pastor Dowell?
Shalom.
Shalom. My name is Frankie Lee Edwards Jr., and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I have been listening to you for a few years now, and I really, really enjoy your strength and your vigor and your tenacity to go against the people who follow the devil's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And I have been fellowshipping with Brother Terrence and Sister Glenn since March.
Good. Very good.
And I wanted to ask you, with your consent, can I please come to the Feast of Tabernacles?
Sure, you can. Just talk to Brother Terrence. He'll tell you what items you need to have on you and what you need to bring.
Okay, I already got the tennis things I need. I just want to have your consent because I know I don't want to come down there and get kicked out rudely. So.
Oh yeah, no, we do that. I promise you. If people okay. come uninvited, I promise you,
yeah.
you're not going to like the other side of us.
I don't. That's why I'm coming to you. I'm doing this the right way, coming at you the right way. So.
All right, my brother.
All right, brother. See you then.
Y'all bless.
Shalom.
Bye, shalom.
Shalom.
Let's go to Virginia. Call number 703-703. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you tonight?
Shalom. This is Brother Tedros. I've been watching Pastor Dowell for about a few months, and all I can say is this ministry is a true ministry. And I'm on polo, if you guys don't know. But I got to say, this ministry, it does not promote, you know, racial doctrine or nothing. It lets people from all nation, you know, come to this, you know, to this ministry. And I pray Pastor Dowell for that. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So yeah, but yeah, that's all I gotta say. This I'm trying to come to this feast of upcoming feast, and I'm gonna fellowship with a brother Mike soon, so I'm happy for that. So praise y'all for that.
All right, my brother.
All right. Have a great one, sir.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom. All right. Looks like that's it. We're calling it for the night, Israel. Glory to the King. I bless you all. In the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King, is coming. Shabbat shalom.